91X News.
It's 11 degrees and overcast. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. Libraries all across Ontario are hosting special activities until this Saturday, marking the annual Ontario Public Library Week. Miller Reynolds has more.
CEO Rita Turtle says they are hosting a special draw with an exciting prize.
We started our Public Library Week celebrations early, actually. We had a children's concert on Saturday. And then throughout the week this week, we're inviting the public to come in and use our services, but we're also offering a draw on an e-book reader.
Library Week started in the province in 1985. Ontario now has over 1,000 libraries with more than 66 million visits to libraries every year. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
The United Way of Quinte is holding its annual truckload sale today. The Kenty Building in the Loyalist Cafeteria is hosting the event as a way for students to get discounts on products ranging from personal hygiene to food. Director of Community Services, Larry Doyle, says it's a great experience for students.
This one is great. We're helping the students. It's a win-win. The students are learning. It's a learning experience for the people within the PR program to how business works, how we put on sales, how we do fundraising.
Doyle says this sale is great because it's just for staff and students at the college rather than being open to the public. The Quinte West Chamber of Commerce is teaching local business owners this week. Organizer Susan Andrews explains that there is something for everyone being offered through seminars.
The reason why we've come together to do it is we wanted to make sure there was enough variety because different businesses need different skills and different information.
Seminars include how to insure a small business, putting a business online, and how to use quick response codes. This Friday, the Quinte Business Achievement Awards ceremony will be held at the Royal Canadian Air Force Museum. Canada's most famous inquiry judge is applauding the news that there will be a commission of inquiry in Quebec. Premier Jean Charest is set to make the announcement this afternoon. Peter Ray has more.
Justice John Gomery told the Canadian press that he welcomes a public inquiry. He says he's believed for several months now that there needed to be a probe into alleged corruption in the construction industry in Quebec, which is his home province.
I think that with the majority of the population that I would welcome a public inquiry.
Gomery presided over an inquiry into the federal sponsorship scam, which in terms of the dollar amounts involved is a drop in the bucket compared to the alleged schemes taking place in Quebec. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
That's 91X News to 303. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
In the NHL tonight, the lone game is the Winnipeg Jets visiting the Leafs for the first time in 15 years. The Jets got their first win last game, while the Leafs come off their first loss. Puck drops at 7:30. And around the league, the Philadelphia Flyers have called up Braden Schenn from the American Hockey League. In baseball, the 107th World Series starts tonight as Texas Rangers visit the St. Louis Cardinals. The league will keep up their tradition of giving to others as Game 1 supports veterans and military families. First Lady Michelle Obama and Dr. Jill Biden will be there showing off the league's Welcome Back Veterans program in Mrs. Obama's Joining Forces initiative. The first pitch is at 8:05. NFL news. Adding to the list of quarterback changes around the league, the Washington Redskins are the latest team to make changes. John Beck will be behind center, replacing struggling pivot Rex Grossman, who threw four interceptions in his last outing. To make room for recently acquired quarterback Carson Palmer, the Oakland Raiders placed defensive end Matt Shaughnessy on season-ending injured reserve with a shoulder injury. The NFL was getting ready to start drawing blood samples for HGH testing, but the players' union has told the league not to start just yet. Players have said they don't have enough information to feel comfortable with being tested. Moving over to tennis, 20-year-old Thornhill, Ontario product Milos Raonic has reached his first quarterfinal since June with a straight-set win at the Stockholm Open. He was injured when he slipped on the grass at Wimbledon, and it's his third event since having hip surgery. At the Pan Am Games in Mexico, Canada has added two silver medals in rowing. They now have 32 medals in total, putting them in fourth place in the overall standings. That's your sports. Here's Sari Yanetta with 91X Weather.
Our high of 15 degrees has been pushed back by winds and rain today. While many places across Ontario are moving out of their rain warnings, the Belleville area is expecting heavy rain tonight. Tomorrow isn't looking any better, with only a change being a high of 14. It's 11 degrees. I'm Sari Anetta with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4:00.